This is Afternoons with Deb Tribe. On 891 ABC Adelaide and digital radio.
There is good love and bad love, good sex and bad sex, and sometimes it's hard to know the difference. Well, that's what the tie line is for a brand new debut novel by a South Australian author, Diane Maguire. The book is called What Matters Most, and it's set on the magical coast of the Fleurieu Peninsula. Diane, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Deb. Hello.
It's great to have you here. You've got such an interesting background, above and beyond writing, which is in itself a very interesting thing. But in fact, you've spent many, many years of your life working in the child welfare and protection areas, haven't you?
I have. Lots of years, many years.
And it must be a grueling career to devote several decades of your life to.
It is, but lots of people do. So there are obviously lots of rewards as well. And so I spent 10 years out in the field investigating child abuse and working with families, and another 10 years writing policy for social workers, and then another 6-8 years as a consultant when I actually left government to do some assessments for foster carers and people who wanted to adopt. So there was a nice yin and yang there between struggling families and people who actually wanted to become families.
So you're seeing
my consultancy,
both sides, the people that are really doing it tough and the people that really want to help those that are doing it
tough.
That's
right. Yeah. And in fact, when I wrote What Matters Most, I wrote about it. The theme is about surviving betrayal. So I also wrote about a woman who was surviving betrayal, and to put child abuse within a normal everyday context, not minimalising it, but to acknowledge that it actually happens in life that can be quite good. And I can remember when I first started working in child protection, I was feeling a bit overwhelmed. And I remember driving down, it was in a regional area, driving down the main road and looking at families who were coping and who were happy, and children who were running along with parents shopping, and thinking, you know, the world is actually a really good place and child abuse happens within it. But we have to remember it happens within a generally positive context.
Yeah, so you're not saying in any way that the child abuse itself is positive,
no,
but that you
all
can make it through that experience and still have a very positive
exactly.
life.
Exactly, and that people who are – my book's written from the perspective of the families rather than from this perspective of the victim, the perspective of the victim's families and the impact it has on them, as well as from the perspective of the people who are investigating and trying to help the families involved in child abuse or neglect.
Well, it is. You do have two female protagonists in this book, a paediatrician and mother, Mia Sandhurst.
Yes.
And the young, I'm saying patient, but client that she has, Rachel Hooper.
Yes, and Rachel was actually met Mia when she was admitted to hospital after an overdose. So Mia's a paediatrician who works with a lot of children and befriends Rachel, and together they take the journey of surviving betrayal.
Well, they say write what you know, and it's an
exactly.
area that you know really,
exactly
really well.
What
so you don't have to fantasize or try too hard to put yourselves in the shoes of these protagonists, because they are people that you understand through your work and through your life.
That's right. And in fact, Deb, it took me 6 years to write this book, because on one story that I really wanted to write, and I tried writing it from the perspective of the victim, and I couldn't do it justice. I felt that I was trivializing, no matter how much I tried to get into her shoes, I couldn't. I've lost my frame of thought there.
But basically, you're writing something that is something born out of what you've seen and what you've experienced.
That's
yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Good and bad.
Yeah.
And I have seen some, and despite all the awful publicity we're having, there are some wonderful, wonderful things that come out of child protection work. And I think that's what keeps people doing it.
In that field. Well, I'll talk to you about what your views are about what's happening in that area when we end up. But just in terms of the process of writing the book,
yes.
You've had some fantastic wins in the past. I think when you originally decided to change gears and go into writing rather than child welfare and protection, you actually commenced a 4-year professional writing course at the Adelaide College of the Arts.
I did.
How did you find that going back to study later in life?
I've studied right through. I'm actually an continuous student. I enjoy studying. But I enjoyed this because I was tapping into my creative side later in life. And our son had left home and I didn't have full-time work commitments. So it was fabulous. I loved it. And I loved the experience.
Did you go into that course with an idea in mind? Like you've talked
yes.
about this person's story that you wanted to tell and you've tried to tell it one way, it didn't work, and you've come back to this. But you went in with that story in
I
your
did.
Mind.
Yeah. I did. And in fact, the first thing they said to us is what you've just said, write what you know. And so it was really affirming for me and terribly exciting that I could have a go at it. It was almost cathartic, even though the book is not cathartic. The book is entertaining and is getting really good reviews, I'm pleased to say.
That's good to hear.
So it's not doom and gloom. My reviewers have said that they've been confronted by the subject but also felt good about the outcome and understanding what goes on.
Well, the way that this is published is a very new way,
yes,
of course.
Is.
It's you can't go to a bookshop and buy your
no.
new book. It's an e-book.
It is
so
an e-book.
And tell us about the process of publishing an e-book.
Well, it's been interesting, especially for my age group. When HarperCollins sent me they sent me an offer and said, we want to publish your book, and then they sent me the contract, I said to my husband, I don't think I'm going to sign this contract because it's an e-book. And he said, are you crazy? He was gobsmacked because only 1 in 1,000 authors actually get picked up by a big publishing house. So it's been a challenge. It's been a challenge. I've joined Facebook for the first time, which I hadn't done before. I've decided I'm not going to Twitter. That's my limit. And yet if the publishers told me I had to, I would. So it's been a journey with regards to getting publicity, because I think society's still moving towards ebooks. I had to buy my first Kindle to read my own book, and now I love my Kindle actually, but I still love the traditional print and going into a bookshop and cruising around.
Well, I have to say I'm old school in that regard.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any chance that the book will end up in print form?
I do hope so. If I get enough likes on my Facebook page, perhaps the publishers will see fit. I think because I'm a debut novelist, then it's understandable. But I think there are still, if it gets enough sales, and I don't know about that yet because it's only been released in 1st of April, that's my goal, I do hope. But nevertheless, I'm really happy that I have been printed in ebook form.
And you've set the story on the Fleurieu Peninsula.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, once again, coming back to write what you know, it's an area that you know and love well.
I love the Fleurieu.
There's a bit of a growing literary group that write in set their books in the Fleurieu.
I'm actually just discovering that. They're
yeah.
popping out. And I have joined a book called Books and Words there, so I'll get to know more. But, yes, some very good people writing on the Fleurieu.
Very good.
And
indeed.
I understand it. It's so inspirational. It's such a beautiful place.
It sure is. Well, you've already won the Pauline Walsh Prize in the Eastwood Hills Regional Annual Literacy Awards pretty much as soon as you decided you
I
were
did.
Going to write.
I did.
You're getting great reviews for this book, and it is so wonderful to see that it's a South Australian book set in a South Australian context, because we do have lots of great writers in South Australia, but not all of them write about South Australia.
That's true.
Mm. Mm. Well, just in touching on the whole issue of child welfare and protection, it is part of the subject matter of this book. When you're looking at what's making headlines, because a lot of it is so negative at the moment, mm-hmm. we know that there are problems within the system. Mm-hmm. Do you see that there is light at the end of the tunnel? Do you think there will be enough resources at the end of the various royal commissions, parliamentary inquiries and the like to try and reverse, if not the real problems, at least the perception the public now has of the
yes.
problems here in South Australia?
I think the addressing public perception, it would definitely have to do that. I'm not sure that it's just about resources. I know resources are always a problem, and there do need to be more, because child protection is the catchpool of all our social problems: drug and alcohol abuse, mental illness. Families who are dealing with that have children, and the child protection system is really the only front gate for them to be given a service that's specific to their needs. I think the coroner's report was astoundingly good and spot on, and I think the commissioner's work at the moment is also going to highlight the real issues. They're happening not only in South Australia, but they're happening all over Australia. So, yes, I think if people listen, then we will be on the way to making a difference.
Yeah,
but it is a difficult area.
And the coroner's recommendations are talking about, of course, in the Chloe Valentine case.
Absolutely, yeah. Heartbreaking. Yeah.
Well, what I think is great is that you have brought your real life experience into a fictional experience,
yes,
but something that will give us a window into what it is like in the real life. The book we are talking about is called What Matters Most. I do love the catchy lines you got for it. Good love, bad love, good sex, bad sex.
It's being received very well, even by men, even though it's supposed to be women's literature, men are reading it as well.
Yes, I think that. Women's lit, men's lit. I think that
exactly.
A good book is a good book.
It
defies categorisation. Well, good luck with it, Diane.
Thank you very much.
Great to have
Deb.
Another and South Australian author.
Thank you. If people want to access it, they just have to Google my name and the title, Diane Maguire, What Matters Most, and all the ebook providers will come up. And it's quite easy, actually, to access them, so don't be frightened.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations on
Thank
the good
you.
Reviews, and we look forward to your second novel.
Yes, it's on its way.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thanks
you
very,
very
much,
much,
Diane.
Bye.
Diane Maguire, who worked for many, many years, several decades in child protection and welfare, now author, What Matters Most.